Hi there, and welcome to another episode of the Total Water Polo Podcast. My name is James Spencer Boyce, and today I am joined on the show by none other than Total Player Award winner of 2022, Francesco De Fulvio. It's a great honour to be joined today by a player who's had a truly remarkable past 12 months with his club, Pro Recco, and the Italian men's national team. So let's take a little listen to what's coming up on this episode next.
The first thing you have to learn when you are still young is not water polo, not water polo thing, but education, being humble and polite, knowing how to be part of a group and respect people around you. I think that if you don't have these things, you can not become a champion.
That is the voice of Pro Recco and Italian superstar, and now a Total Player Award winner, Francesco De Fulvio. I really like his humility. He's really humble, especially for a guy that's won so much with club and country, and we are all rooting for him. Hopefully he might be able to finally add the Olympic gold medal that he so desperately wants. He told me a few times in this chat how much he wants to achieve that. Before we start though, just a reminder, you are entitled to 10% off at Wear Water Polo. Go to wearwaterpolo.com, enter discount code podcast10 for 10% off your next order. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who continues to like, share, subscribe and rate this podcast wherever you access it. The numbers are going up. It's really, really appreciated. It makes the podcast a bit bigger and shares it with a wider audience of people that might be interested. So thank you very much for that. Thank you very much for your support. And thank you for being here. I hope you enjoy this talk with Total Player Award winner for 2022, Francesco De Fulvio. Hello, Francesco. Welcome to the Total Water Polo Podcast. How are you doing?
Hey, thank you. Ciao. Good morning. Everything's good. I'm between to practice. Tomorrow we have a Italy match, so we are preparing it, but everything's good.
Okay, well, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us. And I think we will start off with the big news for us, and congratulations on winning the Total Player of the Year award. It's a great honour, but it's very well deserved on your part. Our experts picked you by quite a big margin. It was an amazing season for you last year. You won the Champions League. You were the top goal scorer in Serie A. And you reached a stunning landmark, scoring in 100 consecutive games that you've played in. How do you look back on last year? How special was it for you?
First of all, ciao again. So it's an honor to be here. Thank you for inviting me. And of course, I want to thank coaches, players and public who did both for me. I really appreciate because, I mean, it's a great achievement. Because there are a lot of amazing players that last season did very good things. Yes, it has been one of my best seasons so far, I think. But at the same time, I think that playing in one of the best teams, it made it possible, you know, because we have 16 champions. So I think it's easier to planning. Very, very positive summer with Settebello as well. We improved the way we play and we show it for the entire summer and also in every competition we played. It's been a very long season, yes, as you told, with a lot of matches. But the biggest regret was losing the final of World Championship at penalties last summer. But in my opinion, Spain deserved it, deserved the winning. But, you know, I'm still thinking about it because we were so close.
You played in a number of finals and medal matches last summer. You obviously were on the winning side for the Champions League final against Novi Beograd. You're obviously on the losing side against Spain. How did you feel after that World Championships? Were you surprised that you finished second, or did you believe, and your team believe, that you could go that far in that tournament?
Now, before competition, I'm not hoping something because I don't want to have regret, or I just go into the pool and training and then playing. But at the end of this World Championship, I can say that I was surprised about the result because after the Olympic game, we changed a lot. We 4, 5, 6 players came to give some young at this team, but I think we did a great summer
for sure. And obviously, in Split, you didn't come away with a medal there. How did you view that competition? The squads were changed for a lot of teams. Were you disappointed not to bring away a medal there?
Yes, of course, disappointed to not bring medal. But I think that also from World Championship, we improved our game. We play, I think, so good during European Championship in Split. We did a great semifinals against Croatia in front of, I think, 10,000 people. Unfortunately, we lost from one goal at the end with penalty. But I can say that we did a great European Championship, even if the medal didn't arrive.
On the whole, then, do you have a favorite moment from last season? Do you have a moment that sticks out to you in particular?
Yes, maybe the victory of the Champions League, mm-hmm. because. It has been the 10th cup for Prodeco and the second in a row. Also, this final was decided on penalties, but this time was good for us. Yes, it was an incredible emotional moment, I think.
It looked like it. And, well, we'll leave that all there. But once again, congratulations on being named a Total Player of the Year.
Thank
it's thoroughly
you.
Deserved. And we'll talk about something else now. A lot of our listeners will be keen to hear how your water polo journey began. You were born in Pescara. Were you a sporty kid? Did you play football or any other sports? Or was it just water polo?
No, I used to swim and I passed to water polo around 14, 15. Not so early, I think, because my teammates, everybody, I think, start to water polo at 11, 12. It depends, but not at 14, 15, I think. Yes, I'm from Pescara, and my father used to play with Pescara, and he also won Champions League, Italian League, and more. But he quit so early with water polo. Unfortunately, Pescara hasn't had a strong team in the first league for a long time. This is so bad, you know, because the city has a great tradition. Estiarte also played there for a lot of years. People like water polo, so I wish they came back to high level as soon as possible. I just played with junior of Pescara because I left at 16, 17 to go and play for Rome. There I start my real water polo career. Now my brother is playing for Pescara for this season, and my father is now coach the same team, but they are in the second division. The level is not high. The goal of the team is to remain in this league and not go down. So I really hope they can do it.
Sure, as you mentioned, Pescara had an absolutely fantastic team in the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah.
They won lots of cups, Champions League, Italian Championship. Your dad's now the coach there. But as you said, by the time you came around to play professionally, you had to move to Rome. You also went to Florentina and Brescia before ending up in Recco. Can you talk to us about those years before joining Pro Recco? Three different clubs in three different cities. What were the main things that you learned during your time playing for those three teams, Roma, Fiorentina and Brescia?
Yes, they were, I think, three important steps for my growth. I learned a lot because I changed several coach, you know. In Florence, I changed three coach, one in Brescia, one in Rome. Yes, I didn't win anything, but I think was important for my group. But I think that the first thing you have to learn when you are still young is not water polo. It's not water polo thing, but education, being humble and polite, knowing how to be part of a group and respect people around you. I think that if you don't have these things, you can not become a champion. You need to put the right effort in every session and in the relationship that you could have with people around you. I think I was like, because all my coaches and also my older teammates always did teach me this first. I mean, first water polo stuff, you know. I think this is the most important things for your growth.
Yeah, and you spoke there about a few values, you know, hard work, being humble, you know, humility. When you signed for Proreco in 2014 and you came into the team full of stars, you immediately won the Italian League, the Italian Cup, and the Champions League in your first season. Did you see your teammates at Proreco show values like that? Were they humble? Were they hardworking?
Yes, because the team, the president, the owner, first of all, won these things, you know. I came at Proreco at 19, 20, I think. I was young, but the first season we won everything. But those success has not changed myself, you know, as a player. But they may grew a lot, I think. As I said, I was young, but I figured out that I could stay, I could train and play in Proreco. The dream of every player, I think.
You've played alongside some outstanding players. You've played under some great coaches. A lot of them are foreign. A lot of them have been Italian. How much has the quality of players that have arrived at Recco improved the level of Italian water polo, do you think?
But I think that Proreco is one of the best team in the world, so it's logical that the club has the best players in the world. I can tell you again that I think that I was and I am lucky, still lucky to be part of this club. This is my ninth season here. I played and I'm playing with a lot of champions, you know, Olympic champions, world champions, and also other players who didn't win a lot with the national team, but who are so important for us, for the team. You know, we work like a clock, all together, in the same direction. Every player know what have to do, you know. But I think that the most important thing is that before being teammates, we are friends. We became a family here. Then I can say that Italy had always a great tradition of water polo, and he always had result in the past with national team, you know. So the level of Italian players is always high. The level of training is high, the more we grow up, you know, as a players first and as a team.
Okay, it's interesting you say that. You talk about teammates being friends and family. One of your former teammates is now, of course, your coach. What's it like being coached by someone that you had a friendly relationship and now the dynamic is very different with you and Sandro?
I can say that Sandro was, I think, the best player in the world. He showed us how what he could do. I think he won the World Championship 2017 in Budapest playing in 11 that I never seen before, I think. But unfortunately, he had to quit water polo. I can say that, yes, maybe at the beginning, not hard, but it's weird, you know, because you used to training with someone, in this case with him, with Sandro, maybe go out for a dinner, go out, spend time together, and few years later, you have to change this relationship, you know. But not, I'm not saying in a bad way, but I think that we did this with in a good way. I mean, with me and with my teammates, we understood from beginning what Sandro wanted, what he still wants, and I think that now we have a good relationship from coach to players.
Whether the relationship is the same or different, it still seems to be producing some really good results in the pool. When you joined Recco, that was around the time that you started playing for the Settebello. You made your debut. One of your first few games was at the European Championships in 2014, where you won a bronze medal. You've since won a bronze medal at the Olympic Games in Rio, and of course, the World Championships in Guangzhou. You have room to improve with the Italian national team in terms of winning titles. But having won so much in the game with your club, what is your specific goal with the Italian national team? And how do you stay motivated having won so much with your club? Does it give you an extra motivation to push on with the national team?
Yes, of course, because the preparation with national team start with in the club, you know, during the season. If you do a good job, a good training good during the season, you will be, I think, in a good shape even in the summer. I think that, you know, I love this sport. I told you again that I'm lucky to be part of this club, Pro Recco, that it's built to win everything. In my opinion, the desire of the winning, you know, came with the winning itself. You know, when you win, you realize that how beautiful it is. It is to win a trophy, to win a cup or something else. I can say that my biggest goal for national team is win the Olympic gold medal. I know it's very good, difficult, you know. Every day I train the gym in the pool with this goal, but also with the clubs and my goal as well, you know, because before Olympic game we have to pass through to Champions League, to Italian League, to Italy Cup, so a lot of goals. And as I told you, I play in a club that builds every year a team to win everything. Sometimes happen, of course, and sometimes it doesn't. It doesn't because the other clubs are very strong as well, you know, like us. But we train hard to achieve our goals and do our best, you know, to not have regrets at the end. Here I can say that there is a lot of competitiveness in training, and I think that's it's good, that's healthy for us.
I think maybe we'll look ahead to the rest of this season and maybe some of the goals that you've spoken about. The Champions League is obviously the biggest club competition in Europe and the world, and me and my colleagues were in Piraeus for that opening night, a game against Olympiacos, which unfortunately you guys lost. But Olympiacos themselves were beaten last weekend by Barceloneta, the team that you face next. There's so many difficult games. We saw in the other group that Ferencváros lost against Spandau. Anyone can really beat anyone on a single game. So how do you as a team approach these games, these big games, even maybe the less important games, but every game is important? How do you approach each one of these Champions League fixtures with qualification to the final eight in mind?
Yes, as I told you, there were, and I think there will be a lot of tough match. I think that everybody can win and lose against us. As I told you, Reco wants to win everything every year, you know. But I'm not saying this with arrogance, with presumption, you know. I don't think it's something out of our reach, because the club, the owner, the president put us in the best position to do it. I can talk to you personally that I like playing, so for me every match it's like 1 hour of fun. I'm focused and enjoy the same time, you know. But that's because I think you can approach it something only if you are focused on it. I try before the match. I try to imagine the game in my mind first, in which way the game could go, which movement I have to do, if something happens or not. It's like I play the game in my mind, you know, before the real one. And then I can say that I think that this season will be one of the best so far, because I think there are 5-6 teams can win this prestigious cup, this Champions League, like us, like Barceloneta, like Novi Beograd, Fenerbahce, Brescia. For sure, I didn't nominate someone, but I think that 5-6 teams can win this year the Champions.
Well, it's amazing for us to watch, and I hope you guys enjoy playing in those games as much as we enjoy watching them. But more specifically for you as an athlete, with your club and country, the next 2 years are 18 months or so are pretty crazy. There's a World Championships this summer, and then a European Championships after that, and then a World Championships after that, and then the Olympic Games, plus all the National League fixtures in between. Obviously, more competitions means more games and more opportunities to win titles. Everyone wants to win them all, but which tournament in particular, I think you mentioned the Olympics, would you like to do best in? Is the Olympics the one for you that is the most important one?
Yes, of course, the Olympics is the best for me, you know. But I can say, I think I can talk for every players in water polo. Our biggest goal is to win the Olympic, the gold Olympic medal, you know. And then, yes, as you said, there will be two incredible years. If I'm not do mistake, there will be two World Championship, European World Cup, this new Cup, World Cup, plus a lot of matches and trophy during the season with the club. I can say that I like it, because as you told, you can win a lot of medals. Of course, it will be tough, you know, because there will be a lot of trip, a lot of games. It's like there will be more matches than training, and we are born to play. So for us, it's good. I think that the coaches need to know when to push harder or slow down. I think I'm lucky because I have two coaches that understand this in Reco and national team. So I think we can do good things in 2 years. I'm telling you again that, of course, the Olympic medal is my best goal and dream as well.
Yeah, you clearly enjoy having all these games lined up, and all the games are obviously really exciting for us to watch, and obviously for you to play in. But the flip side of all of this is that it would take a really big toll on you physically and as well mentally. How are you as athletes? How are you personally going to manage your body and your mind heading into what is going to be a really challenging period of time for you? Do you intend to take any time off, for example, or have you not quite figured out what the best way to manage your body and mind is at the moment?
Yes, I believe in my staff. I mean, I believe in my physical coaches in Recco and national team, who do everything to keep us in the best shape, in the most important match during the year, as well as I strongly believe in my coaches. You know, they prepare the important games in a perfect way, a lot of the details, small things. You know, that at the end, I think we do difference. So when you play, you already know what you have to do, and your mind is more free. Of course, they also understand that we need some days off. They gave to us, and I think they will give to us more. And then I can say that I'm almost 30, you know, so I know so good my body. I know when I have to do a stronger warm up, for example, or when I have to do something softer, you know. So I think it's a combination of the of things. But I'm telling you again that I strongly believe in my stuff.
Okay, we're going to leave it there for part one. We're going to take a short break, Francesco, and then we're going to come back shortly to answer some questions that our listeners have sent in via social media. Okay, welcome back to part two of the Total Water Polo podcast with our guest today, Francesco Di Fulvio. Francesco, this is the part of the podcast where we put questions to you that we've received on social media, primarily on Instagram. And the first question we ask all of our guests is for them to pick their total seven. So they have to pick a team of seven players, a dream team, a fantasy team of players. You can either have played with them, against them, or never have played against them. It can be anyone from any team, from any country, but you have to pick seven.
Okay, I will do it with the players I play with in the last 2-3 years. Okay, so it's easier.
Okay.
So the goalkeeper, I choose Marco De Lungo. Lefty, I will choose Mandic and Zalanki on the, you know, right side, like a lefty.
Yeah.
I put Ivovic to defend.
Yeah.
Ben Allock.
Of course.
And Younger. It's difficult here because Record didn't have a lot of players on the right, in the left side, because I played there. I don't want to put myself in this list, so I can say I will put Cannella, younger Cannella. So I did the Record team.
Yeah, it's obviously a great team. Out of those players, or even players that you haven't included on that list, who would you say the best player you've ever played with for any team, for the national team or for Pro Reco? Who do you think the best player you've ever played with is?
I think I'm sure that I'm going to say Ivović, because he is a wonderful player. He is our captain, and we look at him in, you know, like if we are in love of him, you know, in the water, but also in outside, because he's a great leader. Before be a great champion, it's a great person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of players that we speak to say that Ivović is kind of their kind of role model. His work ethic and his personality are both outstanding. In fact, our next question sent in from Gabriel from Instagram said, who is your water polo idol? Do you have like aside from maybe Ivović, do you have like a water polo idol that you looked up to when you were younger, or maybe just a teammate that you really admire?
No. I don't have specific one, but since when I start with water polo, I try to take something from everyone, you know, specifically on my side, on my position. Then, as I told you, I was lucky to be part of Pro Reco, and there I start more to take something from the best players, you know, like Sukno, like Perlainovic, that side. So that's it.
Why not take from loads of different players? Why
yes.
limit yourself
yes.
Only to one?
It's better, I think.
It's a good policy.
Yeah.
Eugene Sonara on Instagram asks, who is the hardest defender you've ever played against? Who's the toughest defender that you can remember facing?
I can say Mandic, because he can do a lot of different things, you know. And I think it's one of the best players in the world. But I can say that during practice, when we have friendly match between us, Figlioli. Because even if he's 37, 38, it's still one of the best players, strong and physical. So I like to play against him, because he's given me a lot.
Okay, moving on. Matt on Instagram asks, what is your favorite swimming pool to play in? So maybe one or two, mention one or two of your favorite pools that you've ever played in?
I think that one of the best pools is here in Pro Reco, Punta Sant'Anna. It was closed for a lot of years, but fortunately the mayor and the president found some, you know, something to open it again. It's a wonderful swimming pool on the beach. But I think in Europe, there are a lot of, like a museum, you know, like in Budapest, we did the World Championship this summer. That pool with 7,000, 8,000, 10,000 people, it's amazing, you know. But I can say that also Pescara has a great swimming pool. In the past years, we used to have training and with national team during the summer before the competition, and we did friendly match there, and also that swimming pool, it's amazing.
I like that. I like that you've chosen Reco and you've chosen Budapest, but ultimately one of your favorite pools is your home pool back in Pescara. I like that. It's good. Gavin on Instagram asks, and you kind of answered it a little bit, but what is your mentality before every game and every practice? What do you think about? Now, you said earlier that before games, you visualize what you think or what you want to happen in the game. And I actually think that's really, really good advice. I sort of used to do that without as much success, it has to be said. But is that something that you would encourage, and that would be the advice that you give to other people? Try and visualize things that you and outcomes you hope to happen in a game.
But yes, as I told you, first the coach give us the prepare the match in a perfect way. He gave us a lot of details that at the end could do different. As I told you, I like play water polo. It's that hour that I'm playing. I try to have fun a lot of possible. No, I know that the important games are you don't think to have fun and enjoy, but I try to do that because I want to have my mind more free.
Yeah, that makes sense. Sometimes overthinking things cannot be helpful. A slightly different question here from someone called Martin on Instagram. And they're interested in, they want to know how many coffees you drink before a game.
I love coffee. I can drink also 10 coffees for day, but I think it's not good for my health. So I try to drink just once or two before match.
Before the game, one or two. But secretly, you drink a lot more throughout the day.
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes I can stop my mind, my body, and my wishes.
Okay, I just want to make clear to everyone listening that don't drink 10 coffees a day, but one or two before a game is what Francesco does.
It's dangerous for your health, so just two or three maximum for a day. I'm Italian, so I used to, you know, the real Italian coffee, so I'm get used to drink coffee, but I know that it's not so good for my health.
Well, if it works for you in the game, fine. Okay, moving on to something not based on coffee. Amelie Perkins on Instagram asks, does your hat number two have any meaning to you? Is there a reason why you play hat number two?
No, there is no reason. I think I start in Pescara with this number. I don't even know which number my father used to play. I think 2 or 12, but I was not sure before start and choose this number. So my first number was 2 in Pescara, and I try to keep it for my career.
It's a bit iconic now, really. You know, Francesco Di Fulvio number 2, but as it turns out, it's completely random. There's no, it's not your lucky number or anything.
No
special meaning.
No.
Okay. Well, we'll come on to our last question that we ask all of our guests, and we ask them to kind of speak about their life outside of water polo. So when you're not training or playing, which is all the time, we know, what are you doing or drinking coffee in your case? What are you doing? What things do you do to relax, and any hobbies that you might have?
I'm doing a very simple life, you know. I practice twice per day. I have to say that I have free times because the first practice is in the morning. Then after lunch, I have 4 or 5 hours before the second training. I try firstly to relax, to rest, because I want to go to the second training with more energy and power. But yes, I am a normal guy of 30, so I will go out for dinner with my friends. I go to the cinema. I go to drink something after dinner. I like to read. And I like to watch some TV series or movie on Netflix. So I'm a normal guy. I'm doing things that every guy is doing.
Yeah. Well, Francesco Di Fulvio, Total Player Award winner for 2022, the normal guy. Thank you very much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you in action again soon.
Thank you. Thank you again. As I told you, it was an honor to be here. Thank you again for inviting me. I want to thank again coaches, players, and public who did vote for me, because I really appreciate
it. It's by design that the best player in a calendar year ends up winning the Total Player Award. You simply can't fluke your way to winning that award with players, coaches, and the public having their say. Francesco Di Fulvio deserved that award so much. He had an outstanding season, and I'm really pleased for him. And for such a humble guy to even admit it was his best season, it took a lot for him to say that, but it kind of proves the point, really. And it was great to hear from him, and I wish him all the best for the rest of the season. And it was great that you guys decided to join us again for another Total Water Polo podcast episode. We hope you enjoyed it. It means so much that so many of you decide to listen and send your questions in to us every week. We love it, and we hope that we repay that with bringing you some great talks with some of the biggest names in the sport. Thank you very much for joining us once more, and we will see you again shortly for another episode of the Total Water Polo podcast. Bye-bye.